sold together like hand in glove.
They just came a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love before. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
When I kiss the ground, she walks on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Iran has retaliated against the U.S. for the strikes against its nuclear facilities over the weekend. A major U.S. base in Qatar was the target. 6 to 10 short to medium range missiles were fired, all apparently intercepted. There were no U.S. injuries. Security contributor Sam Vinograd.
This is the home of U.S. Central Command. There are a range of critical assets at this base, drones, aircraft, and more.
CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest from the Pentagon.
This is not only one of the biggest bases, but it's also one of the best defended. So for it might be symbolic that the Iranians are saying, look, we're going to hit you right where you live, right at your central command headquarters in the Middle East. But also it's more likely that this base and the anti-missile defenses from the Qataris and the United States would be able to intercept those missiles coming in.
Margaret Brennan reports this was not unexpected.
The United States, as we know, had warned Americans in the region early this morning, in particular countries, to shelter in place. That was the first sign we knew something may be coming. And what I'm told by diplomats in the region is behind the scenes, the United States was closely coordinating with the governments in Qatar and in other areas, by the way. I've been in touch with other Gulf nation officials as well who are bracing. They have been bracing for days, to be frank, concerned that their association with the United States would make them targets.
Analyst Renard Mansour of the Chatham House in London.
The regime in Tehran is facing an existential fight right now. And so its survival in the short term requires escalation and requires a response.
Rafael Grossi is with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
We have a window of opportunity to return to dialogue and diplomacy. If that window closes, violence and destruction could reach unthinkable levels.
There is a dangerous heat wave spreading across much of the nation, as Jim Crisula reports.
Temperatures will be near or above 100 degrees, baking much of the country from the Midwest to the Deep South and along the East Coast. Marshall Prince is trying to beat the heat in Columbia, South Carolina.
With this kind of weather, man, it's just good for you to come prepared, lots of water, and take plenty of breaks. And at my age, slow down a little bit.
Looking to escape the oppressive heat, mountainous parts of Nevada, Idaho, and Wyoming will see frost and freeze conditions.
Investors on Wall Street have been following the developments. The Dow is currently up 266 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The heat and humidity is coming to a head. The extreme heat alert expires this evening, and with it going away, a chance of severe weather comes in. We'll have the latest on the heat and what comes next in the forecast. Mount Pleasant Village officials have seen proposals from several developers looking to put in over 1,000 new housing units along a one-mile stretch near Braun Road and South Green Bay. The three proposed developments offer a mix of apartments, duplexes, single-family homes, and townhouses. At this point, it's all in the planning stages, with people living in the area still able to give feedback. Racine native Willow Newell made history as the first black woman to win Miss Wisconsin over the weekend. She beat 29 competitors and earned over $15,000 in scholarships. The Carthage graduate and longtime performer with the Racine Theater Guild will compete for Miss America this fall. A groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow marks the start of Phase 2 at Racine's Regency Mall site. They're turning dirt on a $120 million, 266-unit apartment project. The first units are expected to open early next year. Work on the Woodmans is finishing up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates. Beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight, the Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
WRJN weather.
Extreme heat warning still in effect until 7 o'clock. Currently, it's 91.
WRJN.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was young, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
News.
and Timeless Hits on WRJN. It's the Beatles. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. My friend Robin will be here later. Diane Carlson will join us later. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we'll feature the class of 1972. And later tonight, it's the Brewers and Pirates. Brewers have had a very good weekend. They beat up on the Twins in Minnesota. Last week, they beat the Cubs. Now, they're just 3.5 games behind those Cubs in the National League Central. So Brewers and Pirates later tonight. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be.
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You still have a few more days to take advantage of my promo code when you go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals page. Here's the deal. You go to Big Deals, you already are going to save 30, 40, sometimes up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. But through the end of June, when you check out, you can use my promo code, which is Reunion. Reunion. Use that promo code at checkout and save even more at WRJN Big Deals.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake, and this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Cry in vain and let me be alone again.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Another hot, steamy day today. Be careful out there. Stay hydrated. Check in on those elderly friends, neighbors, relatives. Check in on those pets, too. Make sure they're staying hydrated. An extreme heat warning in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Listen to Don Rosen tomorrow morning. Don will have with him Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier, and they're going to talk about Racine's 4th of July festivities of the 1950s and the 1960s. That's tomorrow morning with Don Rosen. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The heat and humidity is coming to a head. The extreme heat alert expires this evening, and with it going away, a chance of severe weather comes in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
We've got a cold front that is sweeping across the state, which is also the reason why thunderstorms are going to become more numerous and widespread by tonight. And it looks to line up, packing the risk of high winds up to around 70 miles per hour that could cause some scattered damage. It'll also cool our temperatures down as it stalls over the state, bringing heavy rainfall that could cause potential flooding. And that could start later this week. A widespread 1 inch of rain is expected, and a good 3 to 5 inches is possible in places. So stay dry this week, and don't forget the umbrella.
Cooling centers will remain open at least through today. You can find the one closest to you by calling 211. There's a preliminary hearing this week for a 51-year-old Racine woman charged with attempted homicide. Police say a domestic dispute turned violent on Carlisle Avenue. A criminal complaint says Melissa Boda allegedly shot her husband in the neck during a heated argument at their home last week. Boda is currently being held on a $50,000 cash bond. If you take regular trips along Green Bay Road between Racine and Kenosha, you've noticed the work. There's more on the way. Mount Pleasant Village officials have seen proposals from several developers looking to put in over 1,000 new housing units along a one-mile stretch near Braun Road and South Green Bay. The three proposed developments offer a mix of apartments, duplexes, single-family homes, and townhouses. At this point, it's all in the planning stages, with people living in the area still able to give feedback. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Extreme heat warning continues this afternoon with heat index around 97 and a gusty southwest wind. For tonight, chance of showers and storms, lows around 71. For Tuesday, scattered storms and a high near 81. Tuesday night, showers and storms, 63. Right now, it's 93.
harmonies. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
How did you sleep last night?
I sleep pretty well. Thank you. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, now, good. When you go to bed, how do you go to sleep? Some people need the TV on or some white noise. Other people just like it totally quiet. How does it work for you?
Well, I'm kind of right in the middle of the TV and the white noise. We always have, I mean, it never comes off, actually. The radio is on, talk radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talk radio,
and,
okay.
Yeah, talk radio. And so that's, I get into bed and then I get all cozy and that kind of just makes me go to sleep.
Go to sleep with the radio on.
Yes, okay. Definitely. Talk radio, only talk radio.
There was a research done in Taiwan. Taiwanese researchers found that listening to music at bedtime is a good way to get restful sleep. They tested sleep patterns of people aged 60 to 83 who had difficulty sleeping. Half were given relaxing music to listen to for 45 minutes at bedtime. The other half were given no help at all. And the ones with the soft, slow music experienced physical changes that aided restful sleep, lower heart rates and lower respiratory rates.
Hmm. Well, I have two more years until I can be in that survey or in that study. But, you know, I get it. Soothing music, it calms your mind. You kind of don't even listen to it. It's just, it's background noise for you. And they have all these apps now on Facebook where push here, it's this certain signal, you know, it's this tone that's supposed to make you so peaceful. So I kind of understand it.
We have a humidifier in our bedroom and just the noise of that, that soft noise of the humidifier. Love it.
That is one noise that since I was a little girl, I absolutely love that noise. Yeah. The sound of a fan, the soft hum of a humidifier, dehumidifier. Yep. Got it.
All right. Restful sleep, Robin.
You too. During the day.
While you're driving. No, not while you're driving. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Stop wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I show me what she wants.
Now were days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are about, what, a week and a half away from Racine's 4th Fest Parade? Something like that. A week from Friday, right? And WRJN, of course, will be in the Racine 4th Fest Parade. Our own Lou Regani, who does Music of the Stars on Sundays. Apparently, he has a rather nice classic car collection. And so you can see one of Lou's classic cars with Lou Regani and with our own Don Rosen. They will be in the parade this 4th Fest, this 4th of July, a week from Friday. So go check it out. And if you want to help support Racine's 4th Fest, you can go to racine4thfest.org. Use the number 4 in there. It's racine4thfest.org.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Here
here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. It says here, authorities in the UK arrested a man for trying to smuggle marijuana hidden in candy. I guess we know what the M in M&M stands for.
Crackling Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make
just a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rolls, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Iran has retaliated for the weekend attacks on its nuclear facilities. It launched a series of short and medium range missiles at a massive U.S. base in Qatar. The U.S. military says there were no American casualties. Security contributor Sam Vinograd.
Iran has a long history of attacking U.S. military facilities in the region, so to a certain extent, we expected this moment. The unknown question at this time is whether this is it, or if Iran is planning to escalate further.
Margaret Brennan reports many countries in the region are following events closely.
Kuwait, for example, which has the fourth largest U.S. military installation in the world, is bracing. There was an expectation that this firing at Qatar would happen and that along with it, there could be follow-on attacks.